Clearly pleased to be back in Marathon County at LNS. This gives us a good chance to talk about the good work that they do here. Like, you're just looking at one of the engines that's related to mining, a lot of work related to that, not just the mines here potentially in Wisconsin, but mines around the world, really. And so certainly proud of the work that's done in the state of Wisconsin. The employees here, the staff here, obviously very excited about the prospect of an iron ore mine in Iron County. What we're hoping for is that we hope early on in this session that both the Assembly and the Senate, members of both political parties, can come forward and help us pass legislation to streamline the process for safe and environmentally sound mining in the state. We have a company willing to make $1.5 billion investment to harvest more than 2 billion tons of iron ore in Iron and into Ashland County. We believe through a number of independent economic reviews that it could generate as many as 3,000 jobs just in the construction, and about as many, just under 3,000 jobs permanently. If there's and you're talking about many generations of jobs that would be at an iron ore mine here in the state of Wisconsin. Iron ore is one of the safer, easier ways of all the minerals that can be extracted through the mining process, and so we'd like to see that happen in Wisconsin. We believe companies like LNS and others would benefit here and across the state of Wisconsin, and so we're hopeful that's one of the things early on in this new year, in the new legislative session, that we can see the legislature working together on, and we'd like to be a part of that process.
With the changes in the legislature and with the narrow failure by one vote, do you think the new legislation has a chance in this session?
I do. I think we started with the bill that made it through the Assembly. There can be a few reasonable tweaks and adjustments to accommodate some of the issues that have come up over the last few years, as long as the bottom line is it still leads to a mining operation in the state. I mean, ultimately, we don't want to go through this whole process and have it not lead to mining jobs. That's really what it's all about. But I believe firmly that there is a bill that can pass that will both produce mining jobs in the state and still can maintain high levels of protection for clean air, clean land, clean water. We value that here and across the state when it comes to tourism and agriculture and just in our own personal lives. We want that. But there can be a way to balance that with still having good, effective, good-paying mining jobs and mining-related jobs in the state of Wisconsin.
Would the legislation, once passed, have an effect at the county level? We know Oneida County, for example, has something on record opposing mining. Would this just allow them to say, fine, you can do it, we're just not going to do it here?
Yeah, if you look at Iron County itself, both the County Board of Supervisors and the Towns Association in Iron County both have gone on record in support of a mine and mining legislation. Iron County is one of the most economically depressed in the state. They desperately need the jobs. But on top of that, it's not just the jobs that would come in Iron and the surrounding area in Ashland County. It's really whether it's in Marathon County, Brown County, other places around the state where you have companies like LNS who benefit off of mining-related activity. They'll see jobs not only at the mine but at jobs at companies like this all across the state of Wisconsin. Our sense is there's a way we can do that. And for the folks in that area, again, their elected representatives have gone on record in support of mining legislation.
Is there an example of some of those tweaks and adjustments that could be added that wasn't in the Assembly bill to begin
with? We'll look at it. We don't have a set list. I mean, those are things we're willing to look at. But I think it's one of those where it's important for people to remember a couple things. One, this proposed legislation just streamlines the process for safe and environmentally sound mining. It doesn't guarantee a mine. There's still a process the DNR would have to go through. There's still at the federal government level, the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA. So in terms of clean water, clean land, clean air requirements, those are in place. But there might be some tweaks. What we're just saying is we're open to reasonable adjustments as long as they don't compromise the ability to have mining jobs in the state. In the past, there have been some that suggested some changes that would just prevent a company from coming in. And passing a bill and calling it a mining bill ultimately is a waste of time if it doesn't lead to jobs. We want to make sure that there's a balance between reasonable changes and ensuring that jobs ultimately come out of it.
In regards to Wisconsin and as governor, what do you think about the fiscal cliff deal?
As I mentioned to the president last month when I was at the White House, my bigger concern than just the fiscal, and believe me, I believe the fiscal problems the federal government faces are real. I said I can relate. We came in 2 years ago tomorrow. On January 3rd of 2011, we had a $3.6 billion budget deficit. We balanced it without raising taxes, without massive layoffs, without cuts in things like Medicaid. And today we have a surplus, unlike the federal government. So it can be done. But I said my bigger concern than just dealing with the fiscal problem, which I thought was real, was to do no harm, to not harm the economy. And I'm still very, very concerned that what appears to be a proposal that will, for effectively most people in this country, but not just a certain group, for most people in this country, will see less take-home pay. To me, I don't think that's a good solution. We already have a slow recovery nationally in the economy, and the last thing we want to do is slow it down. And so one of our goals in the next budget, as we work on the next month and a half till we present the budget in the middle of February, is even if the federal government's taking more money out of the pockets of the taxpayers, we want to do more in Wisconsin to cut taxes, to put more money back in the hands of particularly middle class, hardworking taxpayers here and across the state.
Now, you just mentioned that one of your goals is to put money back in the hands of the middle class. What else do you have planned for this next year? We just started 2013. What does our state have to report?
Well, the budget will come out in February, so we won't preempt that. But clearly for us, our priorities are five simple things, things that help us legislative issues like mining legislation to help us, one, create more jobs, secondly, do more to develop the workforce. We think there are jobs available in many parts of the state. We just don't always have enough people, the skills needed to fill those jobs. Third, continue to transform education. We think that's part of a long-term solution to getting more jobs created in the state. Fourth, do more to transform the government, make it more responsive to the taxpayers. And fifth, make investments in infrastructure. Certainly from a transportation standpoint, not only in our roads and our bridges, but a company like L&S can appreciate in our freight rail and our ports, our airports, all the things that are key parts of building our state's economy are tied in to a strong infrastructure system as well.
Another mining question, mm-hmm. Has there been any interest expressed by any other companies other than Gokita?
Yeah, GTEC just specifically because they have the rights, they own the rights to the deposit in Iron County. I think depending on what we do in the future, there might be others. Right now, because what we're talking about is streamlining the process, not only for mining, but specifically targeted towards the type of mining that's related to iron ore. That's one of the easier methods to extract. It's one of the more environmentally sound ways. There might be further discussions in the future, but I think the legislation we're really talking about would be limited to trying to help with this iron ore deposit. It wouldn't be limited to that site, but that's the primary site that would be available here. There's been other talk by others, not me or some of the legislative leaders on this, but there have been others that have looked at this issue in the last year that suggested opening the door towards other types of mining. We're not talking about that nor proposing that right now.
Do you see any potential changes to frac sand mining with the new mining legislation, even though it's targeted toward iron?
Well, one of the things we're going to do in there's a request from the Department of Natural Resources to add additional staff to help with the monitoring, the permitting process for frac sand in the state. I don't know that there needs to be any other changes for that regard. I think just as you see more and more of these operations around the state, to be able to balance both maintaining good environmental qualities of air and land, we need to make sure there's enough staff to go through that process. And so that's one that will be presented ultimately in the budget in February. We're very likely to approve the request for additional staff to keep up the pace with that. Again, it's one of those where it ties in with the infrastructure issues. One of the other things we'll be looking at is with a strong transportation system is making sure there's additional freight rail because when it comes to frac sand, probably one of the most efficient ways financially but also from an environmental standpoint to transport frac sand is via freight rail. And so to the extent that we have a good freight rail system, that's going to be key as well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good.
Feel free to ask the state legislators some questions, too, if you want.
Yes, Mandy.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. How about you?
Good to see you again.
Yes. Well, I got to ask you this one. This might be the toughest question today. Mandy Wright, just got elected, just getting into the hot seat, already here before inauguration, and we're talking about mining legislation, something that many in your own party are not really supporting. Where are you at on this issue?
I'm here to listen. I'm here to see what people have to say on both sides, and I am really impressed with the good work done here at L&S Electric. It's clear that they're family-owned and care about our community. They take really good care of their workers, and so it's definitely something to consider in the entire mix.
But down the road, is it safe to say it's too soon to know whether you would support or oppose the mining legislation?
I want to be very responsible about this and deliberate and take my time, listen to all sides, listen to all perspectives. There are many, many groups that want to weigh in on this issue, and I really haven't had a time to look at it carefully enough to make a final decision.
Anything you want to add today?
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Spiros, got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All righty. Mr. Spiros, just getting into office, but coming out of the Marshfield area, and you're familiar with the frac sand mining, but
I am.
The other issues, the iron mining, where are you at on mining legislation? Do you support it as it is, or are you looking to see what the final bill looks like?
Well, I want to see what the final outcome is as far as the information. I think the initial bill was good. I think there could be some tweaks, like the governor mentioned. But I think on the up and up, if it comes out right, I just see nothing but positive. Positive jobs, and just like L&S, this is a wonderful thing. Looking at expansion, looking at adding jobs here in Weston and Marathon County, just a wonderful thing. So,
the new session coming up pretty quick. This will be one of the highlights, I'm sure, but what else do you see as big issues for the new session?
Well, I think jobs is always going to be number one. I think taking a look at some of, looking at our income tax, I know that was one of the issues. That came up a number that XE's been talked about, that, you know, our current income tax has been on the books for over 100 years. So can we do something there to help the middle class, to help our residents out? So I think those are things that we're going to be taking a look at. And right now I'm just open to take a look and see what others propose. I have some ideas myself, but I'm excited to get started.
Anyone add today?
No, it's just, you know, it's wonderful to be here. It's great to see all these people, and I'm just looking forward to moving Wisconsin forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.